Lord, come by your Spirit, teach us your truth, enliven our hearts and minds. Amen. So today is Whitsun, or Pentecost, when we celebrate the coming of the Holy Spirit, or Holy Ghost. From that epistle reading, we've heard the account of how dramatic and exciting it was when the Holy Spirit came upon the disciples, and heard how they were transformed from the inside out, from scared and nervous people hiding away from the authorities, to become bold speakers and doers of God's truth and love. Today's gospel reading has more of the long teaching conversation between Jesus and his disciples at the Last Supper, which we have heard in our gospel reading Sunday by Sunday the last few weeks. In it, we hear Jesus describe the Holy Spirit in two ways, the Comforter and the Spirit of Truth. The Comforter, the one who encourages, helps, and strengthens the followers of Jesus after he's gone. And the Holy Spirit of Truth, the one who teaches, illuminates, and reminds us about Jesus and God the Father. So the Holy Spirit ministers to both the head and the heart. He shows us the truth, helps us understand and want to obey. That's head stuff. And he comforts, encourages, and strengthens. That's heart stuff. I expect most of us are probably more comfortable with one or other of these two ways the Holy Spirit works in us. Some of us relate to God and Jesus in a way that's largely driven by our heads, and others by our hearts. And I think these two names Jesus gave for the Holy Spirit show us the importance of both. We need to understand and assent to at least some basic truths about God and Jesus in order to believe, to put our trust in him. There are things we need to know about God. They're in the creed we've just said together. But we also need to know God, to relate to him with our hearts as well as our heads. For some people, this comes from an experience of God's presence and power in a way that touches them emotionally. It's not just those we might call charismatics or Pentecostals who have a direct experience of God. Think of John Wesley saying, "My heart was strangely warmed." So I wonder which head or heart you most readily relate to God with, the Holy Spirit of Truth or the Comforter? Whichever it is, may I gently challenge you to be a bit more open to the other today. But there's another question which strikes me from today's gospel. What's the point? What's the point of the Holy Spirit's work? What's the point of knowing God and relating to him with both head and heart? Jesus' words in this passage give the answer. In it, Jesus paints a picture of the virtuous circle that the Holy Spirit draws us into. A virtuous circle rather than a vicious circle, a spiral of love rather than destruction. Jesus says, "If ye love me, keep my commandments, and I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another Comforter, the Spirit of Truth. And later, if a man love me, he will keep my words, and the Father will love him, and we will come unto him and make our abode with him." Seems to me there's a beautiful circle here. The Holy Spirit comes to us and enables us to obey and follow his life-giving ways. And as we do so, our love for God grows, as does our grasp of his love for us. And he sends more of his Spirit's power to change us and enable us to obey. And so it goes on, a beautiful circle of loving and knowing and obedience. Obedience. Surrender. The point is that we're to obey all that God wants us to do. That's the most life-enhancing, deeply fulfilling way to live. Like the disciples at and after Pentecost, we're to go out and share God's love in word and deed. That's what the disciples did. And look how far-reaching the effects were. They literally changed the world. And here we are, over 2,000 years later. So how might God want us to go and change the world, or change our world at least? What might he be calling us to do to obey? There are as many ways as there are individuals to share God's love in word and deed. And for most of us, the needs and opportunities are right in front of our noses, and we know what we're to do, who we're to love and support, who we're to pray for, what we're to get involved in. Whether we're out and about and active most of the time or mostly at home, we can be involved and play our part in word, deed, and prayer. Those three, in whatever proportions our gifts and energies allow. The hard part is to do so, to obey, to surrender. The virtuous circle of loving, knowing, and obeying God is easy to sign up to, but sometimes hard to live. So often I slip outside of this circle to step away from God's love and from obedience. I step into being caught up in me and my needs and wants rather than others and rather than God's. But the wonderful news of Pentecost is that the circle of love and obedience and knowing God deeper is right here. So this morning, as we receive once again the signs of God's love and forgiveness in Holy Communion, let us pray to receive the Holy Spirit afresh, that we might live God's way and grow in love and obedience. Let's step into that circle for God's Spirit to transform us and our world. And so let's pray. I'm going to pray the collect again. God, who has at this time didst teach the hearts of thy faithful people by the sending to them the light of thy Holy Spirit, grant us by the same Spirit to have a right judgment in all things and evermore to rejoice in his holy comfort through the merits of Jesus Christ our Saviour, who liveth and reigneth with thee in the unity of the same Spirit, one God, world without end. Amen. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Let us pray for the whole state of Christ Church militant here in earth. Almighty and ever-living God, who by thy holy apostle has taught us to make prayers and supplications and to give thanks for all people, we humbly beseech thee most mercifully to accept